SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Ja, as jy so pas ingeskankel het, goeiemôre en welkom and a very special welcome to Mr. Aloysius Estreisen van SARS. Ek gooi ook nou my Afrikaans en Engels so bietjie die mekaar, maar dis nou die eerste keer dat ons ontmoet, maar dis nie jou eerste keer hier nie, baie welkom. Nou welkom terug.
Dankie Danny, ja nee, dis nie my eerste keer, ek het nou al 'n hele paar radio-onderhoude gedoen en SFM was my heel eerste stasie waar ek radio onderhoud doen.
Ah, dis fantasties. en dan het mens altyd daai spesiale sagte plekkie.
Ja, nee, definitief.
Ja. So, we're talking about filing season. So, being SARS, we're talking about filing season and employer filing season 2025 started on the 1st of April. So, what is it that employers who still have not filed need to know about employer filing season?
Yes, Danny. Employers need to know that their tax obligation helps us, this is now SARS, to achieve our higher purpose. And our higher purpose is to enable the state to provide for the well-being of all South Africans. Now, one of our strategic objectives is to improve our service delivery to make it easy for taxpayers to meet their obligations. With that said, as you said, filing season already started on the 1st of April, and the deadline is this coming Saturday, the 31st of May.
All right, so hulle moet roer.
Ja, mense wil altyd wag tot die laaste, maar 31ste Mei is ons afsnydatum.
Afsnydatum, daai deadline. So, I'm going to stick to the English questions. And, okay, so SARS relies heavily on public confidence and voluntary tax compliance. Now, can you please provide some insights to taxpayers on SARS' latest collection achievements?
Yes, Danny, this is what ek regtig 'n bietjie trots op is. SARS would like to thank everybody for paying their taxes during the last financial season. Your contributions has enabled us to announce a revenue result of 1.855 billion rand. And our compliance, now if I say compliance, I mean people who submitted their tax returns on time and met their tax obligation. Mm-hmm. It went up from 62.85% to 66.29%. So that's something that we are really, really proud about. So, we will really continue to act without fear and without favor or prejudice in discharging our work. We believe that most taxpayers and traders are honest when it comes to submitting their tax returns, and we will help them understand their obligations. So that's why I'm sitting here today, to just let people know that this is what SARS is expecting from you. All right. So we will continue to prosecute those who break the law, or those who do not comply.
All right. So, before we continue, ons gaan so 'n bietjie so vinnig 'n breek vat en so 'n stukkie musiek.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Heerlike musiek op hierdie Dinsdagoggend. Ek gesels met meneer Aloysius Estreisen van SARS. So, employee tax, you know, and what we're talking about is filing season, employer filing season. But now employees' tax compliance starts with the employer. And can you please elaborate on that process?
Yes, Danny. The employer annual declaration period is open from the 1st of April and it closes on the 31st of May, as I've just said. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens during this period? The employer, well, during the year, the employer submits an EMP 201 monthly. That is now the tax that they deduct from the salaries of the employees, and they pay that over to SARS. Yeah. So once those 12 EMP 201s are submitted, they can then continue and submit their EMP 501. So that is the I can almost say that is the finalization of the year's EMP liability. Okay. So that must be accurately and up to date, and the payments that goes with these deductions must be paid over to SARS. So the employer will deduct pay as you earn, UIF, and SDL, your skills development levy. And once they have submitted this EMP 501, they can then issue what we everybody know as your IRP-5. And that your IRP-5 is what the individual will take to SARS, or they will log on to e-filing and compare the IRP-5 with the information that is pre-populated on e-filing to make sure that they they've paid the right amount of tax during the year.
Okay. All right. Now, SARS promises to assist employers to comply with to comply and to make it easy and convenient to reconcile. And what is new this year? Is there anything new to make it easier for them?
There's not really much new things. The most important thing is that there's a new version of Easy File Out. That's the program that employers use to submit their tax returns. So the new version is Easy File version 8.0, and the users can go onto sars.gov.za and download that new version of Easy File from there. And the most important thing I can say is don't delete the old version. Keep on to the old version and then just submit on the new version of Easy File.
All right. So keep the old version on hand, but use the new one.
That's right.
All right. Very important. Now, how does an employer fulfill their tax obligation, and why is it important to file accurately?
Yes, as I said, Danny, before submitting the EMP 501, the employer must submit any outstanding EMP 201s and then submit the EMP 501 reconciliation. And once that is done, all payments must be settled to avoid admin penalties. And then remember, the employer tax season is a precursor to the individual filing season, and that's where you get your auto assessments, or if you go on to e-filing, you get a pre-populated tax returns where your IRP-5 is already there, your medical aid is pre-populated, your if you've got your metropolitan, your retirement annuity, there we go.
All those things,
things are already pre-populated on the return. So if the employer submits their recon on time, then we can do a pre-populated tax return for the individuals.
All right. And I must say, I remember the old days when everything was by hand.
Yes.
And then when it went over to this system where it's pre-populated, and it's just so easy.
So easy.
It's really, SARS tries to make it easy for everyone. But what is the consequence of non-compliance?
Danny, just like for you and me, well, I don't know for you. Maybe you've got a little business on the side. But for me, who have only got one income, if I don't submit my individual tax return late, SARS will give me a penalty. Same thing happens for the employers. If they don't submit their return on time, they will get penalized, and their penalty is calculated on 1% of the year's pay-as-you-earn liability, which will increase each month by one percentage point, and it continues up to a maximum of 10% of the year's pay-as-you-earn liability. And remember, if anybody willingly or negligently failed to submit their EMP 201 or their EMP 501, they can be found guilty of an offense.
All right. So that's very important. It's compliance is a legal requirement.
Jy, ja jy. Nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Nou gesels met Aloysius Estreisen, meneer Aloysius Estreisen van SARS. Aloysius, what submission channels are available to employers? So just as a quick recap, we're talking about employer tax submissions. And so what channels are available to the employer?
Danny, we've got two main channels that we use to submit the employer reconciliation. if employers have less than, well, if they've got more than 50 employees, they must use EasyFile. Now, remember, yeah, that's version 8 that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
For more than 50 employees, they must use EasyFile. If they've got one employee or up to 50, they can use EasyFile, but also they can use SARS e-filing. So 50 or more, they must use EasyFile. Between 1 and 50, they can use EasyFile and e-filing. So okay, if they can create their tax returns, uploaded from their payroll, imported into the e-filing system, and then they can also make changes or cancellations of certificates and upload the new ones on EasyFile.
All right. And Aloysius, where can employers find more information?
Danny, on our SARS website, is www.sars.gov.za. There is a business and employers page. So under the business employers page, you will see there is a guide. It says so the EasyFile employer user guide, or there's also a step-by-step guide to the employer reconciliation process. So if they click on that, they will get quite information, a lot of information to submit the returns on there. But also, if you go to YouTube, we've got our channel there called SARS TV. The users can just click on, or they can type in at SARS Tax. And there will also be a video entitled How to Submit an Employer Annual Pay-as-You-Earn Reconciliation, EMP 501. So that will also give you quite a detailed amount of information on how to submit your reconciliation.
All right. And it's really easy. And I must say, I'm someone, YouTube werk vir my. Is ek sukkel, ek weet nie om 'n ding te doen nie. Nou gaan kyk ek.
Ja, nee.
As jy sien hoe iemand dit vir jou stap vir stap verduidelik, dit maak net soveel makliker.
Ja, die ouens daar is nogal hulle ken hulle storie.
Ja. Nee, absoluut. Dis 'n goeie ding. Nou, weer eens, Aloysius, vreeslik dankie vir jou tyd. Dankie dat jy hier was. Het was lekker om jou te gesels.
Ja, dit was als lekker om met jou te gesels, Danny. En vir die luisteraars wil ek ook net dankie sê vir al die werkgewers wat al reeds hulle opgawes ingedien het. Ons, as ons so by die, ek is deel van die mobile unit, so when we go to our outreach places where we set up our pop-up offices, there's quite a lot of individuals who are already bringing their 2025 IRB5. So thank you to those employers who have already submitted their recons and issued the IRP5s. And to those who haven't submitted, remember you've got time until the 31st of March. And remember, when SARS succeeds, South Africa thrives.
Absolutely. Again, Aloysius, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, Danny.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.